Action!
Okay, now keep going. Keep going a little bit to your right. A little bit to your right.
What if we did it from this angle?
Should we do the film dance?
Oh, you guys broke it. It's broken. Is it broken, seriously? That's a wrap.
Hunting and trapping and all that.
And then in the woods, I wouldn't mind tromping around in the woods with a camera.
It's 9 a.m. Saturday at the Saskatchewan Film Pool. Blurry-eyed filmmakers, some experienced, some not, are clearing their heads and preparing themselves for the challenge that lies ahead.
To actually think up something, go out there and make it real and film it. And then at the end you have this whole world that you created that you could show people and project.
The Film Pool's first annual 48-hour filmmaking frenzy is about to begin.
My name is Simon Nakaneshny. I'm the member services coordinator here.
I'm Sean Bosch. I'm the production coordinator here.
Kind of the first time that we've done something like this, and we're glad that you could all make it.
26 would-be filmmakers comprise six teams. Each team will be given a 16mm camera, a tripod, a light meter, and 6 minutes worth of black and white film. Their mission? To plan, shoot, develop, and edit a film in 2 days.
So we're gonna see how this goes. It can be done.
Each team includes a member of the film pool. They'll provide technical know-how. We'll follow two teams into the frenzy. Team Fayfam, made up of the Fayant brothers, Don, Rick, and Wes, led by film pool guide Mike Obi. And the Dream Team, Daniel and Tatiana Maslany, Chris Pritchard, and Anna Nilawani, led by film guru and media productions and studies professor Gerald Saul. These teams will compete for the filmmaking frenzy's highest honor, the coveted Film Pool Cup.
We're hoping that every year we can engrave those names and keep adding on, and it'll be like the Grey Cup or something.
The challenge has been put forward. Hollywood films take years to produce and millions of dollars to make. But all these teams have is two rolls of film and 48 hours to make it happen.
Go ahead, let the frenzy begin.
A couple of my ideas seemed lame now just because, oh man, there's actual stuff that we could be actually trying to, you know, like, win.
It's now 1 hour in. The groups have dispersed and are ready to make movies. Each must think of an idea. But there's something holding Team Fayfam back.
Looking for what?
Yeah.
Team Fayfam is missing a member, their brother Wes.
If I drink anymore, we'll have to stop.
Hi.
So where are we going?
Gas.
We're going to Kalzis,
and then we're going to get gas, and then we're going to brainstorm our ideas in the van.
Yeah.
Don, the future director, Rick, the future shooter, and Mike, the mentor, speed aimlessly away. This gives them time to figure this whole filmmaking thing out.
Book operation manual for the light meter that I have to use here. First thing I gotta do is learn how to read, and then I'll be good.
Back at the film pool, the Dream Team is starting to focus on an idea.
Starting out in kind of like a dream state.
A dream would be a really good thing, you know, because a dream is something we can collaborate on, because the stranger the dream gets, the better, right?
The Dream Team is mesmerized. Anna, Danielle, Tatiana, and Chris all listen closely to Gerald Saul. He's there to share his film expertise with the aspiring filmmakers.
Because you were talking about a dream, that you think you're going to have a dream about those stairs there.
The stairs outside.
Naturally, when you're shooting, you know, you have a bit of a performance or whatever it might be, and something doesn't work out, so you shoot it again.
Still looking for our fourth guy there, Wes. Did he happen to show up there?
It's almost noon, and Team Fayfam is determined to find Wes.
Okay, now Wes is starting to piss me off now. I think we're gonna have to go to his girlfriend's house and give him a rude awakening.
Wes? Where are you?
Oh, okay. Can we bring the film crew in?
We discovered it.
Team Fayfam has located their fourth member, and now the planning can begin. But first, they need to take a break. At a coffee shop, they gather their thoughts and fill in Wes.
Yeah, I was thinking, what if we did that fight sequence that you were practicing with Dave? With this camera, we can slow it down or speed it up.
Action.
It's noon, and the Dream Team has already started shooting. They've moved down to the first floor of the film pool. They're filming part of the dream sequence.
We'll do a take maybe this time, all right? Everybody ready?
Yeah.
Okay, action.
Thanks to Gerald, this team seems to know its stuff.
What do you think? How's it look?
Looks really cool.
We're one third of the way through our first roll, so that's 1/6 of our project. In the camera.
Meanwhile, Team Feifab takes another break. Now, they finally have an idea, and they're ready to run with it. Literally. Their film will be a chase sequence.
It'll take a hell of a lot longer than 6 hours, man.
I should have wrote more. I should have had more of my ideas down on paper, so we would have been able to actually, thumb through them, look at them.
All right, let's go look like a film.
It's now 1 o'clock. Team Feifam has situated their chase scene at a downtown parkade. Wes, the star of the show, starts running down the ramp. The chase turned into a topple, and Wes is now on the ground. His jeans are ripped, he's limping, and he's bleeding.
I know two toes are broken too, because I can't move them. And they sting.
Action!
Don has put on his director's hat.
The buttons and the switches and even this camera, like, holy crap, this camera's like 50 years old and it's got more switches on it than a VCR. And I don't know how to run a VCR, so this thing's like impossible. I guess that's why directors hire other people to do that stuff, eh?
Who are those guys up the stairwell?
Shooting stops abruptly when four security guards realize a film crew is on their property.
This is private property, man.
Team Feifam has been asked to leave the premises. Without permission, you can't shoot on private property. The Dream Team is at a beautiful park at the south end of the city. They're rolling with the dream sequence, and Gerald wants to make it look perfect.
A little bit to your left. Okay, now keep going. Keep going. A little bit to your right.
Despite this team's attention to detail, shooting is right on time. They've already shot 3/4 of their film. They're certain it's Hollywood material.
We all know the judges are really shallow, superficial, and they go for that slow motion thing. You know, it fools them every time.
Pop a cap in their ass.
Team Feifam is still dwelling on their running with the law.
That guy, I got a security shirt. I'm the man.
But Wes can only think about how much his body aches from the fall.
It hurts. That's what I mean. When I walk in, it feels like it's pushing out the side.
So what's the plan?
The next set of catwalks and everything has different security. So say once again, we'll have a few minutes to try and pull it off.
So if you can try to hover right beside me, that would probably be the most.
Yeah. Try to start. The Dream Team has moved on to their third scene. For this one, Gerald is going to try some acting. Tatiana is driving the van while Gerald runs with no destination. It's part of the dream that has absolutely no explanation.
Well, it seemed too muddy to be on. Thank you for the first few feet.
So what's going on?
They're just getting permission. Yeah, we're gonna ask if we could just do a little.
Team Feifam has been patiently waiting for access into the casino. The building has a great catwalk and staircase that's perfect for running down.
What I'll do is I'll go upstairs with somebody up there, just make sure there's no patrons.
20 minutes later, the chase finally wraps up. Now that they've got that scene in the bag, it's time for coffee.
Let's just get a little crew shot.
That's the last roll of film for the Dream Team. The final shot? Dreaming on train tracks. Team Feifam has decided to shoot their final scene in the basement of the film pool. 9 hours later, it's finally a wrap.
All right, we got it.
Now can I go to the hospital?
That's a wrap.
I've never done this kind of stuff, so it'll be interesting just to see for the first time.
It's now 7 hours into the competition. The Dream Team is getting ready to process their film. Gerald prepares buckets of water, developer, and bleach, then sets up the equipment the team will need. Gerald puts on his rubber gloves and explains the method to his team. It's a process he's been through many times.
So I'm going to put it in developer, and then I'm going to wash it again, and then I'm going to put it in the bleach and wash it again, and then we'll turn on the lights. So this will take, once the lights are out, this will take about 12 minutes. Lights off.
It's a crucial part of the whole filmmaking experience, and this group knows it.
I'm a little worried that I'm going to wreck the film, but hopefully I won't, because that would suck.
So the film is in the water now, but it's not really wet. Just kind of give it a light push down into the water. Okay, now grab the whole mass of it with both hands and move it into the other bucket.
I don't think I have a little bit.
All right, I'll help you. Okay, put it, is it in the bucket? Actually, a whole bunch of it's over here.
Once the developing is done, the film must be exposed to bright light. Gerald takes the whole group outside to perform this little ritual.
You must appease the film gods. So we do the film dance, right? So we have to dangle the film around without it hitting the ground. Oh, don't let it hit the ground! Don't let it hit the ground! Dance with it! Dance with it, Daniel! Dance with it! Love it!
The ritual works, and images begin to appear.
And now you can see the images are beginning to shift color a little bit. And we can see our movie here. And we can put it back in the bucket.
With the film processed, the Dream Team is done for the day by supper time. But Team Fei-Fam has a long night ahead. It's 10:30, and Team Fei-Fam is just starting to process the film. Sean from the film pool teaches them how to develop their first roll.
So then lift it out of the water and let it kind of drain a little bit, just drip a bit.
Like that? Just like what I was doing.
And then into the developer. And let me know when it first hits the developer and then when it's all the way in.
It's just going in.
Okay.
So now 9 minutes in there?
Yeah. So give it a swish for about 10 seconds. And then just let it sit.
The process is slow and awkward for first-time filmmakers, but the team makes light of the situation.
Do we get extra points if we don't kink the film?
If you don't what?
Kink the film.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, you guys broke it.
He hasn't broken it.
Is it broken seriously?
No, no. Okay. I meant it's not.
Oh, I'm sorry. You never spent the day with us.
After processing, the film is held up to the light, then hung to dry. The team gets to check out the film for the very first time.
Looks dark, a little bit gothic maybe.
Tired and anxious, the team heads back to develop the second roll.
30 seconds.
The team swishes the film in the developer every 30 seconds and waits impatiently to finish. The film comes out of developing and into the light.
Light on that.
Probably
sucked anyways.
That looks cleaner than the other one did. When it came out.
It does. Yeah. You can actually see the pictures happening.
Now after midnight, there's nothing else Team Fei-Fam can do. They'll just head home for a very well-deserved sleep.
All right, let's get that on real and get the hell home.
We're not actually going to get to see what it looks like till tomorrow soon.
I'm curious and surprised to see what
the images look like.
It's now 10 o'clock on Sunday morning. It's time for the Dream Team to start editing its film. Gerald is threading the long strips around a series of wheels on the editing table.
This is what we refer to as the gate. There's actually a prism in here that rotates, and the light shines from here through the film onto the prism, and then as that rotates, it shines the film across a couple of mirrors and onto the screen. And here's our film.
The group watches intently as the sandy-colored images fill the screen.
This is slow motion running.
Well, I think it's brilliant.
Then it's Team Feifam's turn.
Well, we've solved the mystery of why Ron Howard's got no hair left.
Well, that's good. You can't really see us too well in there either.
That's what I was saying, the glass.
It was still a little bit too much clear.
Just amazed at how dark it is.
Yeah.
The exposure wasn't set properly, and the footage is dark. Don and Rick are mystery men in their own film.
Should have used lighting a lot more better. But then we didn't know. We used the light meters and set up the camera accordingly.
With their pictures in mind, the two teams now have to cut their shots and piece them together with transparent tape.
We'll win the tape award at least.
Most tape used.
There's just 10 minutes of editing time left, and the Dream Team is working down to the wire.
Yeah. 2 minutes, 35 seconds. Great.
The film is now cut, and Gerald has to leave. The group moves on without him to pick a soundtrack.
We're just going to play a song over the whole thing and not worry about certain effects for certain things.
Imagine if it's 2 minutes 35.
But Team Feifam has a problem. It's just 10 minutes to showtime, and they still don't have a song.
La Bomba, how about Bad Apple? Well, I don't know, man. Well, listen to that one. Listen to that one, measure it out however they do it. How is that?
Well, I don't know. Can you go find Simon? Can you go see if Simon can come back here for a second?
But in the end, their decision comes down to one thing.
I just want people to laugh. I don't even care how much I embarrass myself or anything. I want people laughing. That's entertainment. Good. Okay, good enough. Wrap.
You had to know what you were doing in order to really make sure you didn't wreck the film.
I don't think there really is any competition. We've paid off all the right people, and we're going to win this.
Time's up. It's now 7:30 p.m. The filmmakers' friends and family have come to see what they've been up to for the past 48 hours. Everyone is anxious to see the final product. The film projector begins to roll. Team Feifam's comedy, called The Runaround, begins to play. The film is a huge success. Rick is happy with the final results.
It wasn't quite the film that we started to make, but it turned out okay. I liked it.
Now it's time for the other teams to show their stuff. the Dream Team is up with their film called Just Before He Threw the Chair. Although they did everything right, they can't stop the sound guy from playing the wrong song with their film. After the screening, the judges go into lockdown to deliberate. The audience sits and waits for the results. Daniel from the Dream Team says he has no idea who will come out on top.
It's hard for me to judge just because everyone's movie was so different. And one was a music video, one was more abstract. You know, there were some with a storyline to them. So it's really hard to figure out which one is better because they all fit into such different categories.
During this intermission, Gerald is running around with his camcorder filming audience members until he realizes the time.
I gotta run. So when we win, you say something nice. Right?
Thanks.
See you. It was great working with you.
Yeah, great working with you too. Thank you.
At 8:30, the judges are finally ready to announce the winners.
Excellent filmmaking all around, but here's where we see how the cookie crumbles and how the dice are thrown.
Get on with it!
Okay, so the first prize is for most innovative film, and the most innovative of film is Just Before He Threw the Chair by the Dream Team.
There are awards for everyone.
I guess in coordination with the best stunts one, is also the group with the most mishaps.
So, Feifam Productions in association with Obi Enterprises.
Now is the moment everyone's been waiting for.
The coveted Film Pool Cup. There's no take-home prize with this one. It's just the eternal glory of having your name permanently etched on the side of this trophy. Anyway, we'd like to congratulate for Best Picture of the Dream Team Just Before He Threw the Chair. Congratulations.
Wow. I just can't believe it. It's exciting. It's really exciting. I didn't expect it. We had a really good mentor, and he really knew what he was doing and was really willing to take our ideas and also help us to make them strong so that we could kind of gather all these different ideas and a solid film. So I think Gerald really, really had a lot to do with it, definitely. So.
While Tatiana and Daniel celebrate their win, members of Feifam try to figure out their loss.
Yeah, if Wesley fell down two stories, we would have had that prize.
Yeah, if he wouldn't have got kicked out, he had still three more floors to go down.
Wes is still contemplating whether or not to go to the hospital.
It's actually not that bad. I could go up and down stairs good. And what did I do for toes anyway? I tell you to tape it to the next one and see you later. Take a Tylenol, I'll call you tomorrow.
The 48-hour filmmaking frenzy was hosted by Alicia Grabinski, produced by Rhonda Sieben. Story contributors for this show are J.C. Garden, Alicia Grabinski, Natasha Lipinski, Amanda Pichette, Kelly Reese, Veronica Rhodes, and Rhonda Sieben. Special thanks to the Saskatchewan Film Pool, Trevor Grant, and Joe Caron.